I had read about this story today online and made arrangements to have a guest on to talk about this because it's all business, in this case, travel business. I had no idea that Fox News at the top of the hour would also have this story in its newscast, and it's about this first cruise to Cuba. You know, we have talked about this since the United States renewed diplomatic relations with Cuba. When are they going to start cruises to Cuba? And it has started. To that end, joining us on Front and Center is Carol Castilla. Carol works at Senate Travel in Waterbury. And Carol, welcome to Front and Center.
Hi, Dan. Thanks a lot for having me on board here. Looking forward to it.
Carol, as I understand it, this is a cruise line that is owned by Carnival, is that right?
Yes, Fathom Impact Travel is just coming out this month, and they are part of the Carnival Corporation. So it's obviously a name brand. Everybody's heard of Carnival, and we're really happy to have a new product on board to sell. It's very exciting.
Where is the ship sailing out of?
This will be sailing from the Port of Miami. And starting right now this month, every other week, it will be going to Cuba. So 7 days, Sunday to Sunday cruises, Miami to Cuba.
And what's involved? What's the cruise ship like? Let's start there.
It's the Adana, and it's a very small ship, unlike the big mega ships that are out there cruising the regular Caribbean islands, Mediterranean, things like that. It's approximately 700 passengers, so you're getting a much more smaller and intimate experience. And it is pretty much full service as the other cruise ships. They'll have the pool, they'll have all your meals, you'll have a spa, library. It's very culturally incorporated. So what's included while you're on board will be a little bit different. So you will have cultural orientation about your destination. You will have some basic Spanish classes, you'll have some documentary films, in addition to the recreation, like I said, the gym, the spa, and just laying out on the deck on board. So it can be relaxing, but also very culturally immersed. And they'll have a full-day program on board while you're at sea cruising over to Cuba.
Oh, this is amazing. Now, what about the ports of call in Cuba?
Okay, so the first day you're going to be going to Havana, and you'll have a cultural overview there. So once on shore, they'll take you out to a lunch at a typical local paladar, and then you'll have a cultural walking tour of Old Havana down the Prado in the capital area. You'll see all of the beautiful Spanish colonial architecture, the buildings and the main squares there. They'll also give you a chance to meet the people during day-to-day life there. So you'll meet business owners and workers. They'll have different programs such as how the coffee beans are roasted, visit some of the antique stores and the old booksellers there. Local merchants will be on hand. They'll even have one of the shops set up to have your fortune read there. So it's quite a variety of local people and merchants that you'll be meeting with their everyday-to-day life. So not your typical cruise where you're off to a beautiful beach or zip lining. So this is definitely a cultural immersion experience. So very brand new to be coming on board here, like I said, just starting out this month. So we're all really excited about it.
I can imagine.
What people can expect.
Mm-hmm. Right. How many days does the cruise last?
It's 7 days. It's Sunday to Sunday. So you will leave Miami, the Port of Miami, Sunday afternoon, and you'd be back in the next Sunday morning.
How many days at sea are you? Because it really is a short trek from Miami to Cuba.
Right. Okay. So you'll have a day at sea over there, and then approximately 2 days in Havana, or day and a half, basically. And then you'll have a day in Cienfuegos. And so that is the southern capital. It's called the Pearl of the South. And once again, you'll see all the beautiful cultural historic centers. And actually, we think of Cuba as being just Spanish-influenced. This is a French-influenced area here. So very beautiful French neoclassical buildings. So that'll... And it is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so that'll be quite exciting. Once again, you'll experience some of the the local markets there and learn more about the southern area on the island. And then the next day you'll be in Santiago, which is was the ruling capital of the colony from 1522 to 1589. So very, very historic and old world. And once again, another UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Wow.
And you'll see the old colonial fortress and things like that. So you're going to have quite a bit of history immersion on this cruise.
This is really amazing. How affordable is it?
Well, it's overall $2,100 starts at $2,100 per person, and that's round trip from Miami. So if you're up here in the Northeast, you would have to get airfare down to Miami. And that covers all of your meals out of Miami. It's a floating hotel. So the nice thing about this is that you're not packing and unpacking in each port. You're going to be staying on board. All of your meals are included. And when you're in Havana, San Diego, and Santiago, you're going to be getting your lunch included there. So it's all inclusive. You're getting so much.
Yeah.
And you're getting the tours. You're getting, once again, on board, as I mentioned, there'll be cultural immersion with Cuban films, and they'll have historians on board that will be going over the culture there. So you're going to be getting a very in-depth immersion for that price. And that is based $2,100 per person, based on two people sharing the cabin.
Okay, wow, this is really exciting. Have you gotten much interest in people who want to go to Cuba?
Yes, actually we have, because it is so exciting, and with President Obama have just been visited over to Cuba, it's stirring up a lot more interest. And so many cruisers have been to the typical Eastern and Western Caribbean itineraries. Maybe you've been up to Alaska, Hawaii. There's so many beautiful islands. But since Cuba has been closed off to us for so many decades, it is a brand new destination, and so creating a lot of interest. So a new destination for us, and just a chance to be one of the first on board to go over and visit.
Well, this is very exciting. It really is exciting. You know it?
Yes, and I anticipate a lot of people will be looking to go ahead and book as more word gets out there.
Well, Carol, thanks very much for illuminating this for our audience today, and we'll talk again down the road, but thanks for sharing this information with us.
Okay, thanks so much for having me on board, Dan, and you have a good day.
You as well. And that's Carol Castilla, and she is with Senate Travel in Waterbury.